So one part of the system is going up, Pentagon spending. Another part's going down, social spending. And the same is true in other domains. Like, for example, legal aid for the poor is being slashed and virtually destroyed. On the other hand, the security system, the government security system, state and federal, that's going up. So prisons are going way up. The prison population, crime hasn't changed for about 20 years. But incidentally, U.S. crime rates are not off the spectrum, contrary to what a lot of people believe. Crime rates are sort of toward the high end of the industrial world, but not off the spectrum, with one exception, namely murder with guns. But that's a special feature of American society, which doesn't have to do with crime rates. Apart from that, crime rates are kind of toward the high end, not going up. The prison population tripled during the Reagan years, is going up even faster now. And I think the reason is another aspect of the third world model, namely the superfluous population. There is a big superfluous population. They don't contribute to wealth protection. Well, we're civilized folks. We're not like the people we fund in Colombia who go out and murder them, so we throw them into jail. And that's going way up in even more. And there's also a kind of like a side benefit to this. The putting more and more people in jail, and in fact under harsher and harsher conditions, is a technique of social control for everybody else. I mean, someday down the road you decide to run a dictatorship and you want to really harm people, it's kind of like Hitler Germany or something, you know that you're going to carry out policies that are going to cause people a lot of harm. You got to control them somehow. And there aren't many ways to do it. Everyone hits on the same ways. What you do is engender fear and hatred and, you know, make them hate the guy who looks a little different or whatever it may be. Then you punish those bad guys because they're really awful, and you punish them really hard and so on, and that makes people even more frightened. You can just see that happening right around you. And building up the perception of crime has what they call in literary theory a subtext. You're supposed to understand criminal has the word black in front of it, just like welfare mother, you know, black, rich black, welfare mother. And criminal means, you know, that black guy is coming after you. So what you want to do is, this has the dual effect of getting rid of a superfluous population, basically unskilled workers, you know, close race, class correlation. Also demonizing them, so everybody else is scared and frightened, and they'll be willing to accept what's happening to them too and not look at where the source is. So that part of the drug wars, basically, for this has almost nothing to do with drugs, but it has plenty to do with criminalizing an unwanted population and scaring everybody else.